This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 2, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York is angering general aviation proponents again. The Democrat has been quick to pander to public fears about low-level flights around Manhattan post-9/11 and again post-Corey Lytle. Now he's on the warpath over helicopter noise around Long Island. Schumer is calling for voluntary restrictions on helicopter flight paths. He wants departure and arrival routes pushed out over the Atlantic Ocean or out over Long Island Sound. He also wants helos to fly at a minimum of 3,000 feet above ground when operating away from airports. 10 years ago, a White House commission called for a commitment by government and industry to reduce fatal airline accidents by 80% over the coming decade. That 10 years is up now, and while the accident rate didn't drop 80%, the New York Times notes it has dropped 65% to one fatal accident for every 4.5 million departures. A key reason for the improvement lies in efforts by American carriers, as well as many foreign ones, to track and eliminate little problems before they become larger ones that could lead to fatal crashes. Richard Heeling, an aviation safety expert and former member of the National Transportation Safety Board, observes that the biggest risks are no longer those in the air. Quote, "Probably the biggest threat of all today, many, many people agree, is not so much a mid-air collision as a runway incursion incident," unquote. The FAA announced on Monday that effective immediately, the agency will switch to the definition for a runway incursion adopted by the International Civil Aviation Organization. The FAA tells ANN that the uniform definition could help in the search to determine common factors that contribute to these incidents. The biggest difference between the two definitions is ICAO defines a runway incursion as any unauthorized intrusion onto a runway, regardless of whether or not an aircraft presents a potential conflict. For the FAA, an incident without an aircraft in potential conflict, such as an unauthorized aircraft crossing an empty runway, was previously defined as a surface incident and not as a runway incursion. The classification of the most serious kinds of runway incursions remains unchanged. The total number of Category A and B incursions has fallen from 53 in fiscal year 2001 to 31 in 2006. A and B incursions are on track for another drop in 2007, with 24 recorded through September 9th. Before the ICAO's uniform definition was developed, countries around the world used at least 20 different definitions for runway incursion. A National Transportation Safety Board investigator says 4 people died in the crash of a floatplane near Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska. The board reports the Helio Courier H-295 was on its way back to Royal Wolf Lodge near Nunvianuk Lake on Sunday. The pilot had told the staff at the lodge he expected to be back by 4 p.m. National Park Service spokesman John Quinley told the Associated Press that when the plane didn't arrive, aircraft from the lodge were sent out and found the wreckage. Hikers reached the site and confirmed there were no survivors. No victims have been identified by name yet, but they were reported to be the plane's pilot, a fishing guide, and 2 clients. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. The commemorative Air Force is looking for a new president. The FAA reconsiders its permission to rebuild a radio tower in Fullerton. And NIMBYs in the New York suburbs line up to challenge the FAA in court. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear AOPA President Phil Boyer update an audience at NBAA on the now extended congressional battle over FAA funding and user fees. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.